Okay, today will be interesting. We are back on the mics. Hopefully this picks the show's broadcast quality back up, because damn, I listen to our shows. And this stream thing that we've been doing, it has really, truly fucking harmed the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, there's random areas where the feed cuts in and out, and there's a lot of stutters, and some people are super quiet, and some people are super loud, and it's just, yeah. Oh, boy. We got a guy's first time he's ever been live in here.
Do what?
Where? It happens. New guys. New guys find us all the time.
New motherfucker.
Steel Scorcher.
Yep. First time.
Hold on, Where's this guy at? I ain't seeing that.
Yeah, it's like second from bottom on my screen.
Uh-oh. Well, crap. Hold on. I got to do this and that.
You got to do this and that?
Yeah, got to do this and that.
All right. Okay.
Oh, because I'm not on your Wi-Fi.
Oh.
I'm running off of
NickNet. Okay, NickNet.
That's what I'm calling it. Working off the NickNet. It's not as good as the BatNet, all right? Okay. I don't have several quintillion dollars to be able to, you know, drop on my own internet.
How you doing there, Shane?
All right.
So you sitting in the same room.
So we got that new guy in chat. Welcome. We do this every other Saturday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, so today we are going to be talking 2018-2019 Kamen Rider Zio, and
every time I see the name, I want to say Zio.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way you're supposed to say it, though, because just like
our
the
Power
Zeong
Rangers
is not the Zeong, it's the Zhong, and
I'm still going to call it the
Zoo Rangers are not the Zoo Rangers, they're the Zoo Ranger. So, I'm pretty sure I did that right. If not, I'm not fucking Japanese. I apologize for it. So, I guess even if I was Japanese, it doesn't mean I know Japanese.
Yeah, I mean, you could be Japanese-American and not know a
I'm
not fluent
The only Japanese we probably know is from our favorite anime openings. There you go.
No, I've picked up terms here and there from watching things like Dragon Ball Z and whatnot, because I prefer to watch the actual.
I'm
a rambling. I gave people time to get in here. It is now 10:05. If you're in here, you're in here. If you're not, you're not.
Ronan, minus 100 billion Shane points.
Damn.
Don't be telling a sick man to come into the studio. That is against quarantine.
Hey, make us sick. Fucking sick fuck. I believe this is 213. Are we right?
Yep, 213, buddy.
All right. Welcome to the... God damn it!
Now that we're live still and you can't post fix that.
I'm pretty good about it. I do mess up, but yeah. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 213, Zio. And that should be that. And then, of course, we has a website, though it doesn't really get updated anymore.
You could always stumble across this on Podkicker or iTunes or just a random RSS feed that you happen to be subscribed to, which you can find that all on the Sentai Review page on the Facebooks, or you can join the Discord stuff, which I cannot link today because I'm not on my laptop. So if you want that, we'll probably post it later on the Facebook page.
So
around the room?
Around the room.
Around the room.
Actually around the room.
Not the server.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, first folder, Kamen Rider Zio, Armor Time, Build. This is gonna be a treat. I saw folders in folders in folders.
Now, Bill, remind me. Bartonville doesn't have a stupid law about buying alcohol before a certain time, do they? Because I might step out and drive to Kroger.
Okay, so here's this guy. Let's get it started. He's got a... Is that a drill... It's a drill arm thing, right? It's not a gun. It's definitely
it's like
a punchy drill arm.
Drill arm attachment. He's got, like, piston batteries in his shoulders.
Yeah, and I think this is from the previous show that we just covered.
Okay. I don't hate his helmet. I feel like I should, but I don't hate his piston shoulders.
Bill, we missed it in the chat. Seth said, Seth Lovell, homesick, but in chat.
Next. Let's look at that guy.
There he is next to his
Okay, now
bunny.
We've seen this guy.
He's a two-piecer.
We've seen this guy.
It's the bunny tank guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, because we read a document before we went on that basically stated that some of these guys would be like combination forms of stuff we've seen. Okay. Makes sense.
Anniversary Rider.
Next. That dude is hanging out with that dude.
Yep.
Wait,
is that a dude or is that a chick?
It's hard to tell.
That's
a dude. I think.
You think? That's what I said. Are
we
sure?
We're green. It says we're back.
Let's try this again. Fucking internets.
Yes, this has been a continual problem for the last week or so.
Oh, my mistake. Fucking Xfinity.
Man.
No, it's not really their fault if a truck crashed into something or if some jerk-ass cut something. I mean, that's not their fault. They can't. They shouldn't have to babysit adults.
Okay,
but
so.
But they do.
We had a temporary internet outage. It's all good. It's back up now.
It might have been an update.
Could have been an update on the router. Who knows?
Or it could have been the same problem that's been experienced for a while down here.
Yeah, because up in Chicago, there, I guess, was some issue with the main fiber optics line getting wrecked. So, internet's been spotty for people with Comcast.
Yeah, we lost internet here 2 days ago. From like 6 in the morning till 7 at night.
I had the same issue with my internet, and me and Bill had the same internet. It's just certain areas.
It's just been kind of rolling. I've seen it on Facebook all week. People being like, I got no internet today.
Mm-hmm. Comcast, enjoy. I've got ITV3, I don't have to worry about that.
I forgot what
we keep bragging, I've seen your issues with that too.
Look, alright.
It's not been as bad as...
It's a lot better than it used to be. There's still some random issues.
So I'll be honest, at least we don't have fucking satellite internet.
Thank God.
What Seth was running off of.
Yep.
Ghetto net.
Yeah, thank God. So anyway, so this guy's cool.
Yeah, let's continue the show.
Let's get back to it.
Okay. All right, yeah. Look at that guy right there.
Hi.
No.
If I had to have one complaint, I would just say that I think the shoulders are stupid.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like I'm supposed to not like those shoulders, but really they don't fucking bother me. And I don't know why, but I feel like normally I would be bugged by them.
I could see them being annoying, but...
Yes. His weapon's what, like a drill gun?
We don't know if it's a gun.
Yeah.
The way he's holding it seems like it's a gun.
No,
yeah,
it seems
it's not,
more like
it's that's a grip.
Yeah, it seems
so that,
more like
that
it's
could
a
very much be like a punch
weapon.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
punchy stab with the drill.
Because Batman's been drilled once.
Okay. Yep. He's cool. He's a cool guy. There you go. Cool
I mean, guy. We've seen way worse.
Okay, we're done with this.
Like, what was it? Writer genius dude or whatever? That dude was fucking horrible. Seth says he's giving it a 4.
Grade that armor guy.
I'll...
3.5.
He's not bad. I'll give him a 4 like Seth.
Plus I can go 3.8.
5 plus...
3.8 for Bill.
8. Scott, man, what you got?
12 for Scott.
We don't go that high. You either go negative 5 or you go 6. Those are the two extremes.
Fucking Scott loves this guy.
Plus, I think I already dropped my...
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. Because now we are...
Okay. All right. Now we're live.
I've got my phone on the window.
I had to go back. It won't do it from your phone. I had to go back to my network and supposedly.
Welcome to the multi-part episode of the Sentai Review.
It made a first part that's only like 8 minutes
it was
long.
Just two parts.
Yeah. It made a 4 minute one as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Now there's a 15 minute one and there's a 4 minute one.
And now this one. So welcome back to part 3.
And now
three.
This one.
So what was the score this guy got from us again?
3.82.
What the fuck?
Okay, so...
Apparently the internet gods do not wish us to do this show today.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I blame Seth for not being here.
And get... Oh!
Oh!
Did it die again?
No. Are you serious?
It buffered. That's why I was curious.
Don't do that.
Don't you dare, internets. There's a sledgehammer with your name on it.
Raphael Chen, you just lost 200,000 chain points for that remark.
What?
He said, watch as this stream gets disconnected for the next 3 hours.
It fucking seems like it.
And yes, we've already did reset the modem.
We know what we're doing. We're a bunch of tech wizards up in this bitch.
Was this guy overestimating himself?
Hey, fuck you.
No, this is fucking wild. I know that there's been a lot of internet problems in the area, but, like, damn.
Losing it fucking twice in a matter of 20 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, it just keeps going away. Like, the whole fucking connection.
It can't, it's not holding it. Yeah.
We're on now, so supposedly.
We are. So let's continue.
Okay.
So this guy's done.
Like, is this show this bad that the internet is trying to save us from having to go over it? Is that what I'm getting from this?
The internet do not like him.
The internet has spoken.
Shit, man.
This man is not cool.
Okay.
Take what you will from
so,
it.
So, what did that guy get?
3.82. Moving on.
3.82?
Yes.
Okay.
Because me and Seth both gave it 4s. You and Scott gave it 3.8s, and Shane gave it 3.5.
Let's see if we can't make it through one more person.
X-Aid.
What the fuck?
It's the controller guy.
That's the controller guy. He's back.
I didn't like this guy, I don't think. I don't remember.
Did he make it to the video games one? I think...
Yes, I was there. Well, Bill, I've been on every episode that we've had at home.
I don't remember what I gave the guy before, so...
Well, you'll have another chance.
Well, I think we gave the chibi version shitty scores.
Yeah, yes, the chibi version got zeros.
That one we destroyed. My God, I just... Okay, so...
You don't remember that hair?
I remember the hair.
Yeah, we remember the hair. I remember the Famicom buttons.
I don't remember the color.
I do.
That's the thing. Did he have the stupid shoulders, too?
Or are these different shoulders?
No,
these are different shoulders.
Yeah.
There are bits and pieces of this guy I remember. There's just some...
The chest plate.
There are things that are
head.
Changed because of him being in this show.
Okay. It makes sense. All right, so...
Next.
Yay!
Yay! I'm going to tell you something. That looks Photoshop like a motherfucker.
That's real shit.
It doesn't really
You know, Adobe After Effects, Shane, does a lot of good work when you're editing video.
That's real shit.
It doesn't really look real, I'm telling you. Okay, he has no hands, so...
Shitty green guns.
I'm assuming that I'm wondering if he shoots like a sound wave.
That would be neat.
I don't know. I've never seen the show, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. He looks like something out of Mega Man right now.
Well, he looks like something out of Mega Man X.
Super fighting robot.
No, he doesn't, because Mega Man X is animals. He's a man.
I was meaning the way that the armor and stuff's designed.
That's what I mean. He's a man.
Okay. Chat, those are punchy weapons that he has on his arms.
Hear that?
Punchies.
Basically, kind of like a hammer.
Next.
Yeah, I think it would have been cooler if it was like a sound wave.
Okay, well, it is cool. In fact, I'm feeling like I like him more now than I did the first time we seen him.
I'll give him a 3.8.
I just feel bad for the guy, in a way, because like if I see that if this guy saved my life and I wanted to throw him a soda, he couldn't do anything about it.
It's true.
Like, hey, man, thanks for saving my life. You look thirsty.
Hey, Mr. Gamer Rider, here. Would you like a sip of my Coke?
I'll have to bring it to you because you can't catch it.
All right, well, rate that guy.
So I gave it
people do not like this guy.
8. Seth is giving it a 3.5.
And the highest score I've seen was a 2.
Man.
Yeah,
people are coming down on this dude. They don't like him.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.2.
3.2 from Shane.
Yeah.
Mr. Scott?
Only because I feel bad that he can't have a soda.
And a bird just smashed up against the window.
What the fuck is going on?
Now we got a bird hanging in the window.
Bill, I'm telling you, some bad juju going on.
For some reason, they do not want us to do the show today. Yeah, they're like, go outside and play.
A bird just fucking flew face first into the window.
I'm giving this guy a 3.5.
3. I'm going to give this guy a 2 because he's some sort of awful omen. He's fucking my life up right now.
I'm pretty sure it's not this guy, okay.
Bill, I think you got some bad juju going on.
This writer show has canceled the internet twice. And now
and causing
are,
wildlife to...
Wildlife is losing its
fucking
mind. All
right, if there's
mind.
A bear that just roams out in your front yard, we're done.
I'm leaving.
We're done with the show. No, you ain't leaving because the bear will kill you.
Yeah, you ain't just you don't just walk to
we're
your
We're just going
to
stop the show and see if it goes away.
Bear is like, come out here to your car. Let me show you how I prevent forest fires.
Seth gave a 3.5.
I already got it, so... He got a 3.2. We can move along.
Okay, Forza.
Yep. Bams.
Rockets.
This poor man can't have a soda either.
I remember the rocket punch.
Yeah, I do. I remember the rocket punch.
His color design's better this time around. I still hate those arms.
Seth. He dropped a 2.
Next.
Just on the first picture.
Yeah. Yeah, see, because I gave him a high score because I liked the motif. I thought that was a dude. I'm pretty sure that's a dude.
And Seth immediately just dropped a 2 on this dude.
Yeah, that was really quick, man.
He's like,
Seth was
picture came up, oh,
2. Like, fuck that guy. Next.
See, I'm not a big fan of this dude. He's the Rocket Man, burning out a fuse out ever
okay,
know.
Okay, he looks fucking stupid.
And it's going to be a long, long time before he gets a decent score.
Okay,
I'm gonna
he has rockets. He has rockets here
guy.
Where he punches. I can get it. I can get the punches. Does he burn his toes off
in order
to jump backwards?
That's a terrible place to have thrusters.
That's where his thrusters are. They're pointed, as far as I can tell, at his toes.
Next.
Bill, when one flies, one does not need toes.
Oh, wait. Did somebody in the chat just say upside down wings? Oh, man.
Next.
See, that one. That one I gave him is now a zero.
What the fuck is that?
Shit, man, you just got a request.
Guys,
I'm not doing the Shatner reading.
Guys. No.
He turns into a Rocket
what
Man.
What the fuck is
Why
that?
Why do you think I was just singing Rocket Man?
No.
You know, originally I was not having an issue.
Now, at the start, I didn't have a problem.
Now it's like, what the fuck?
You probably should have just left it on the first picture.
We got a GoBot.
Transformers, shitty riders in disguise.
He's one of those McDonald's Happy Meal Transformers that used to get that was like fries, and then you could pull the fries up, and it had a head.
Dude, okay, the second picture, the one that he's in the rocket form, the guy behind him is so uninterested that he went back to reading his book.
Dude.
Now, I don't know what's going on because I've never seen the show, but that's right. What I'm going to take from it.
Oh, shit.
Guy's like, going to the rocket form. Oh.
Next.
Back to my book.
Oh, you poor bastard, dude.
Yeah.
You poor bastard. That did not help you at fucking
Man,
all.
Much like the upside down wings, he got a zero from Nick. Because you know how I feel about that.
The boosters on his front are bugging the fuck out of me. Next. Yeah, that's special. Okay. Rate that guy.
I already did. So did Seth. Seth gave it a 2. He gets a nothing from me because fuck this guy.
It's a fucking 1.8. This is
1.8 from the Bill. Scott.
Zero.
Good. Let the hate flow.
Oh my god.
Shane is broken currently.
Why not, man? Put it on the list.
On the list.
So how bad did
Damn.
This
Damn. So before I'm
trying to decide whether or not that guy or your internet is the worst thing I've seen today.
Before I divide it, he's at a 3.8. Now I have to divide it by 5.
Well, Shane, let me tell you something.
He's a 0.76.
That's still a little too high, in my opinion.
The next guy is 3 O's that own something.
Cool. Well, let's see if he owns this fucking beauty pageant.
Oh, my knee. What the fuck?
You do not own... That's the fucking, he's got tiger shoulders. I mean, the Wolverine claw is cool. Or no, that was
part of the tiger bit.
That would be Vega.
Yeah, I remember this concept.
Vega wears his claw like that. So that's more of like a Vega thing. He has some other kind of thing coming out of his knuckles. I can't tell. At least
are you talking about down here?
Yeah, you see that? It kind of looks like it's coming out of his knuckles, but I think it might be coming out of his legs.
Those are on his legs.
At least I can throw this dude a soda and he can catch it.
Next.
No, he can't. He's going to stab the fucking soda.
Not with his left arm.
Oh, that's true. But he sucks and he's right-handed.
Okay. He has one Vega claw.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not Wolverine. It's Vega.
It's Vega claw. He's got like a bird
head.
They
also come out of... because he's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not fucking Wolverine. They're coming out of...
Damn. Seth is not liking this guy.
I don't know why he has grab bars on his legs. Maybe he can't quite kick that high, so he grabs the bar and he's like, "Bitch!"
Yep.
And he just gets you in the face.
Oh,
real good.
you mean he's got like lever activated action kung
he
fu
comes
kick?
With kung fu action, Shane. Self activated kung fu action.
Well, let me tell you this. That's also a bad design flaw because enemies could grab it too. And then you're in a...
They can kick themselves in the dick.
Some enemy could get behind him, grab him by the fucking leg bars, and kick his own allies with his legs.
Stop hitting your friends.
Stop hitting your friends.
And then the guy's the whole time's like, who put this on this... Oh, my God.
It's like fucking Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story when he's doing the karate chop. He's like, hey, how are you doing that?
Star Command.
Oh, shit. Next. Okay, he's trying to be really cool. Okay,
you're not Wolverine. Go away.
Okay, listen. I like the claw.
I do.
I think the claw is cool.
And I like all the yellow, and he's got kind of like a hyper-designed Wolverine look to him.
I'm indifferent about the tiger coming out of his shoulder. I don't know how I feel about it. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
It would be cooler if the tiger was cooler.
If the tiger was...
maybe white?
That might help him. A simple color change might have helped, actually.
Actually, that's one of the big things I hate about this guy is his color scheme. Like, Seth gave it a 1.6. The only reason this guy is even getting a 0.5 from me was because we were making fun of his kung fu action kick lever legs. I do not like this guy's design.
The leg bars are stupid as fuck. Like, it's so dumb.
Dumb.
Oh, I'm giving this guy a 1.5.
A 1.5 from Shane.
I don't care for him that much. Like, okay, I'm being honest with you. If his chest piece, the tiger, was a different color, I think this guy would look way cooler.
Yeah, the color scheme is not helping.
If it was like a white, like, and white, black would have been a big
white
deal.
White or black would have been pretty sweet.
Well, since there's black stripes, just have white on there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just white,
change
black
it from random
great.
Weird tiger to like a Bengal tiger.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool, too.
Or a Siberian tiger, not a Bengal tiger.
Bengal tiger would be orange.
That's the end of this guy. Well, rate that guy.
Me and Seth already did.
And me.
And him.
Would you guys run it?
I gave it a
1.5. Seth gave it a 1.6. Shane gave it a 1.5. I gave it a 0.5 for kung fu action leggy kick.
That's one of the reasons it went down for me.
That's the only thing that gave him points.
I was just say, that takes it down for me.
I was going to give this guy a solid 3, but no.
I'm going to give him some Christmas. 3.
A 3?
2.4.
Some Christmas.
I can see. Yeah,
some
I gave
it a little bit, yeah.
His design is not awful. It's just kind of busy, and I wish his colors were different.
It's better than the Rocket Douche by far.
And those stupid
he
legs.
He got a 1.8. Moving on.
And that's a good thing.
To be honest with you, you would think it's not hard to beat a 0.76, but currently they're trying their best.
Gam?
Yep, going back to him.
Oranges!
Fruits! Fruity Riders.
This is the samurai thing.
In truth, the real reason why Seth isn't here today is because of this guy.
Fucking tangerine man here. Dude. Next. Yeah, that's nice. Next.
Seth immediately drops a 1.5.
Seth is sick, and he don't have time for this bullshit.
Well, and on top of that, Bill, what is that man made of?
Oh, my fucking God.
One.
All right, so,
hold
on.
This. Even this dude is like, what the fuck?
Even my books have not prepared me for this shit.
Even his books have not prepared him for this shit.
I watched a video of the fruit guys transforming. Okay. And part of their transformation is they have a big fucking piece of fruit land on their head, and it turns into like their armor.
You know what? I don't.
I'm not kidding you. I saw it, dude. It's how they transform. Fruit falls on their head, and
oh
it
my
becomes
God.
Them.
Of course, it does.
I'm
next.
So the prophet is the guy with the book, and he's not impressed.
Okay.
Neither am I.
Seth gave an amendment. 0.9.
I don't know how I feel. Like,
rate that guy.
I like the samurai aesthetic.
Hold on,
but
I have
at
to
the
fix
same
Seth's
time,
score now.
He has orange 0.9. Slices for swords.
Scott, you gave it a 1.
Yep.
He gets a 0.
Thought the prophet was holding a cookbook.
How to prepare?
I know many ways to make tangerine into tasty treat.
How to prepare shitty riders?
1.5.
Shane is the not hater for a change.
He has a samurai aesthetic. That's
that's not saving him from dumb shit.
I get that the armors are basically a kickback to things we've seen before.
Yeah.
I get that. That doesn't mean they are cool.
Yes.
Some nostalgia.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know how cool this guy was, Bill?
Look, when you're just looking at pictures,
he didn't do
not
very
seeing
good.
The show, and not caring about the storyline, the scores are different. Watching this show probably makes me give more of a shit. So let's look at Decade Armor
hold on,
Base.
Score. This guy did beat one the Rocket Man, but whoo boy, barely.
He beat the Rocket Man by 0.1. He got a 0.88. Go that guy.
Decade Armor Base.
Bill's like, I'm done
with
this.
What the fuck?
You can scan him.
Sure.
Get your barcode scanners out, yo.
I remember this.
His helmet.
Oh,
with
my.
With the cards.
Oh, fuck.
I remember this.
He has no face.
Did he start showing porn on his face and that's why it's blocked?
That'd be awesome.
It would give him a better score.
Yes. Next.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like the fucking his face is a screen. Listen, man. So like, if I turn off your screen, you can't see.
You can't breathe.
If I run up there, I'm like, click. What now, bitch?
No, that's when you sprint up there and swipe left.
Seth gave it a 1.5.
Already?
Yeah.
Seth is quick right now. He's not feeling good. He's not giving a shit about these people.
He don't give two flying fucks. I don't give a flying fuck about this dude. Give me a 1. God.
Give you a 1?
Give me a 1, dude. This guy's
just above the list. Okay.
Okay.
He's not bad enough to make the list, but he gets honorable mention for the list.
Believe it or not, I actually like his color scheme. I kind of like his colors.
Took him a decade to turn.
I don't like the barcode and the fucking screen face.
I'll give him a 1 also. Scott?
I'm giving him an ass.
The 1.88? Right.
Now we're going to Decade Rider's Armor. Right. This is no longer the base form once you get the score.
Five. It is a 1.26 or 276, so it's a 1.28.
Okay.
This isn't any better.
it's got
different
colors, but that's
adding the fire and ice motif to it
helps a little bit.
The chest up still sucks.
Yes. And
but
sadly,
legs are all right.
Sadly, on a rider, this is true, on a rider, oftentimes we've seen basic, everyday, shitty legs, and we're like, whatever. But that armor plate and the helmet really are a huge deal for these guys.
Yep.
3.
Scott's giving this 1 to 3.
Oh, God, drop that. I'm dropping it again. Just by changing that. What the fuck?
Oh, okay, I know what's going on.
Yeah,
oh,
I do too.
I know what's going on.
And it sucks.
The first one I like, the
really
second one I don't.
Are we giving different scores? Oh my God. Are we going to be giving different scores?
No, it's the same guy.
Yeah, it's all the same guy, but these are the different motifs of that armor.
Okay.
Because remember, this guy had a bunch of fucking motifs.
I'm changing mine to 2.
So we just rate them all as 1?
I'm going to give him a 0.7.
Man, so much of it changes that...
There are a couple that I like, actually.
Like, because that is different than that. Not by much, but it does make a difference. Here's what I'd say. Create a base value. Then we're going to go higher, lower.
Okay, a base value of 2.
Base value 2.5. Is this guy. 2.5?
This guy was giving like 3.
Okay. I'll agree with you on that. I'll go 3 on
hold
this
on.
Dude.
3 plus 3 plus 2.5 plus 2.5 plus... Seth hasn't given me anything. I'm just going to assume it's a 1.5.
Seth's probably puking, whatever.
Yeah, he's not doing good from what he said. And when Seth is sick enough to not show up, that motherfucker is sick.
So, base value, this dude is a 2.5 from all of us.
Okay.
Down.
Hard. He's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Much worse. Still down. About the same.
I'm going to put him at the same.
Same.
Okay.
Same base.
I'm going to give this guy an up.
I think this guy goes up.
That guy goes up a little bit.
Yeah, I would put him at a 3.
Which makes him our top base now.
Yes.
Which makes him like a 2.7.
Probably. Same picture.
Yes.
Except he has something on his arm now.
Yeah, he got a...
Seth even agreed, down, up.
This guy doesn't bother me too much.
I'm going down, though.
I think
he's less than that red guy.
I'm going down
a bit. Problem is, Seth is also on a 15-second delay,
Yes.
So it makes this even worse.
And that's all those guys.
I'm going to... Okay, for me, I'm going to put him as... go down. The red guy was cool, and so was the first guy.
So. Okay.
So we're almost done with the first chunk of folders.
Yes. Okay, so let's check out Ghost.
Be cool. Okay.
He's not that cool.
He's not terrible, but he's not that cool. Next.
Now, do you shoot sound waves out of your shoulder? I'm kind of wanting somebody to do that. Or do you have those like lights, like spotlights? I blind my enemies.
Blast them with the high beams?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Wiggle, wiggle.
I mean...
Rate that guy.
3.
I don't get much from him, but I don't detest almost anything about him.
What'd you give it?
So I can go at basic 3. This guy, I don't feel like anything necessarily hurts him, but nothing helps him.
Okay, his shoulders are eyes.
Scott.
Yes. I've been saying that they were lights or some kind. I mean, no, they're eyes. He can see.
Yes.
That'd be cool. That's pretty cool. 3. I'm still sticking out of 3. I think this guy is basic.
The only thing that sticks out to me is the ghost inner helmet part. That's it. As far as, like, the ghost character that we saw in the Ghost Rider. Rider Ghost. Ha ha. 2.
Two, and I'll give it a 3. Divide by the 5. It's 2.8.
Not bad. Almost an average guy.
Almost.
Okay, let's check out Kuga.
Let's check Kuga out.
Oh, I like this.
I like the helmet. The chest helmet. Piece doesn't suck. I like the legs are all right.
His helmet's pretty cool.
Next.
Ah!
That's pretty cool.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, I like when we get these because you can really see where the upgrades took place and whether it was an upgrade or a disadvantage.
Yeah.
And honestly, silver and red works.
I really like that helmet.
I'm digging it. I'm going to give this guy a 4.3. I dig this guy.
Yeah, this dude's sweet.
Seth has given him a 4.
Okay, rate that guy. Because I'm going 4. I think this dude
is
cool. This helped.
What about you, Scott?
If this was to commemorate anniversary stuff, it's like, you didn't need so many of these different riders. You didn't really.
Well, you did. I mean, you're excited when they announce, like, a Ranger War. That's 21 years of different Rangers, and you want to see, like, 50 Rangers on screen.
20 years for us, but 50-plus probably for Japan.
Right, but that's the same here. I mean, when they do, Kamen Rider's a big deal, so when they do, like, anniversaries, they want to get people in there. They want to get as many people from as many generations, because, like, everybody starts somewhere. Like, we may have started on Mighty Morphin, but somebody born 5 years after us didn't. And that's not their show.
Well, you were right, though.
Scott's
this is the anniversary season that is celebrating 50 years of Ryder.
So, yeah, they do need this many Ryders.
I'm giving this guy a 4.
Yeah.
Because I don't hate him. And I think he's pretty stellar.
He is currently in the lead. He is currently in second place with a 3.66.
Not bad.
W.
Those are guns on his shoulder. No, those look like USB.
They're USBs.
Yep.
Would
have been cool if they were guns.
And some handles so you can grab him by the back and direct him where to go.
Home. Home is where we take him.
Okay, never mind. It was the
and not our home.
It's the 20th anniversary.
Oh.
I lost interest in this dude.
Damn.
I'm sorry, dude. Okay, no matter how cool that looks.
That's an effect.
I know.
That's not
the,
him.
The effect
that is him.
The effect makes you look awesome.
Exactly.
And if I had to rate just that, you get a high score. But when I see what you're wearing, dude, what, something what you got to plug into a really big computer? And then that's really awkward.
No, a very specific big computer. Because he has to be able to plug in both of those at the same time, Shane.
And that's going to be so uncomfortable.
That's how he saves.
Okay, so I'm giving... Oh, this guy gets a fucking one.
And a one. Scott.
One.
Scott's giving it a one. Just waiting on the bill guy.
Two.
And a two. So, divided by five, he gets a 1.7.
Okay, let's look at Gio's base form.
Oh, thank God. There's not a folder in a folder.
Okay.
It's fine. It's basic.
I like it.
It's not overdone. It's not ridiculous.
Purple,
color
silver,
schemes.
Black's always good. We can live with that.
Okay. Okay. He's got his Beyblade.
Don't say that.
Yeah, they're all over his. They've been all over the episode.
I've been ignoring them, Shane. Don't bring attention to them.
I'm
you know
sorry,
what happens?
He's got to let it rip.
Oh, so dumb.
You know, I was gonna give this guy a good score. You ruined it, Shane. Much like Ronan usually ruins it for the both of us, you ruined it for me.
Such haters.
He's a Rolex.
He a watch. I could kind of tell with the chest piece being the wristband. But.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.8.
3.9.
Oh, you got to one-up me now, Shane, huh? Gotta give them that extra little oomph, huh?
I'm gonna give
him
a three.
I see you fucking giggling.
I think he's solid. He's just normal, dude.
Three.
He's not overdone.
3.3.
3.3. 1, 2, 3. Divide by 5. He's 3.46. Moving on.
Okay, let's check out first upgrade.
Now
oh,
he's got
neat.
Like a wizard vest thingy going on. I like it.
Liking this guy now. Now I'm giving this guy. Oh,
okay. This did help. He is cooler.
Sometimes adding a feature here and there can make it
better.
Yes, his hair. I like it
more. Better.
I like it. Hells to the yeah. Let's give this man.
See, when it's not 20 bajillion goddamn tubes and stuff attached to them, it's fucking great.
Whoa.
We'll get there. I went ahead too
that
far.
Dude wanted to fight that other dude with a stick.
With a
stick? Oh, we're hit. Oh.
Nope. Okay. Wow. Okay. That was, I mean, it's cool, like the whole time things roll around him and shit like that, and I mean, it's an effect, it's flashy substance.
The effect for the henshin is actually really cool.
Yes.
I like that. That was really cool.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Holy crap.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You dropped some time on him, mofo.
His fucking narrative sword just fucking dropped the meaning on your ass.
Deus Ex Narrative.
The name of the attack is there. It's something something slash. I can't really make out what it's saying.
Seth is giving this guy a 3.6. I'm going to give this guy a 4.5. Because I really like the design.
Yeah, I'll go up to a 4. Yeah, this dude is solid. I like that a lot.
Scott?
3.5.
Shane.
4.5.
Seth said it's the don't view that plot hole slash. All right, this guy is currently winning with a 4.02.
Mirgio.
Kind of still looks more like the base form.
His helmet is a little different because the last guy, that silver piece on the side, was on the other side.
Yeah.
Do we really have to rate this guy? Because he's literally just like a mirror image.
He gets a fucking three. He's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, he gets whatever the last guy got.
Oh, it's a mirror world. He was literally flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not even a form.
Yeah, and if you want to make, if it's a mirror world and he's supposed to be like evil, you give him a goatee.
He has to have a goatee on the helmet.
You put an evil goatee on the helmet. That, no way, we know he's evil.
stupid mirror universe not having a goatee.
Yep.
Should give him a zero for that.
So what do we got next?
Now we're going to move on to the Trinity Superform.
Okay.
What the fuck?
He took that man's face and put it on his chest.
It was... He
and
took
his shoulders.
He took his face off.
Face.
Off.
Off. Gotta keep plugging in that movie title.
Sending that message.
Get your Nicolas Cage on, bitches. I guess John Travolta was in it, too.
Behold, this is where I keep my fucks. It is currently barren.
No, the way you say it, Bill, is behold the vast fields that grow my fucks and how barren they lay.
I don't know how I feel about this guy. He's got way too many faces. Yeah, face on his shoulder.
I mean, I would call him a two-faced bastard, but...
No, he's a four-faced bastard.
I think
he has
four faces.
He's kind of a four-faced bastard, and that's as long as there wasn't one on his ass.
Actually, he may have more than four faces, if I think about it, because aren't the morpher things, like, visual representations of the helmets? Like the eye things and whatnot, and then how they come in and... Because I noticed that on the last morpher, it was very much his face. On his quote-unquote Beyblade you were talking about.
Yeah, they say it's a watch.
Right.
I just, the second I saw him, I was like, oh.
Which would make them faces.
Yes.
That he takes off.
So,
and
he has eight faces at least.
Apparently he is a fusion of the three main writers.
Eight faces.
So how does Seth is giving this man a four, I think? Yes.
Yeah.
3.7.
I'm going with 3.5. I'm not really digging it too much. Though I did get to reference one of the greatest Nicolas Cage movies ever.
One.
Okay. I'm looking at this picture here. I don't despise his weapon.
I actually like that spear.
Yep. I don't hate the green color.
No, it's a solid green color.
I'm not usually a big fan of the giant fucking pauldron things unless they have some substance that I enjoy. And faces is usually not one of them. But I see where they're going. I think I consider the three. He actually doesn't bother me.
All right, now we do the calculations. Divide by five, he's 3.04. Moving on.
Grangio. I think the
grandfather clock.
I was
going to
say,
I think
the idea is that he's a grandfather clock.
Yes, I'm almost positive.
He's a very gilded grandfather clock. Holy balls. I mean, the design's cool, but holy shit, my eyes.
Yeah, he's got... Okay.
All right, that is fucking sweet.
Okay. Okay.
This guy's getting a 4.7.
That's what all of those are. They're all different riders.
I dig that. This
on
guy's
his shins,
a 4.7.
His knees, all of them.
You know when we, remember the Ranger from, I can't remember.
The one with the really stupid Battleizer?
The one that has all the fucking little helmets on his fucking.
That looked stupid?
Yes.
This guy is not that.
Sometimes it
says all 20 riders.
Do you want to know why this guy isn't stupid compared to dumbass Battleizer dude? It's because he looks like these were engraved into the armor instead of like stupid little plastic helmets that they just attached with some silly buttons.
He does look better than what we got with the bunch of fucking faces on the silver. Mm-hmm. I did not like that.
The silver Gokaiger.
I still say I'm not the hugest fan of this, but... He does look better than that shit did.
Oh, by far. It's not even a fucking... It's not even... You know, oh, that dude over there looks cool, too.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that dude does look pretty fucking sweet.
That dude was like,
and he's
oh,
got
fuck.
The war fucking...
I think that was the worst fucking punch I've ever seen. Cause
he's a grandfather clock, and he thought that he was all fucking serious, and then he got fucking Akido'd, and now he's fucked.
At the sound of the bell, his score will be 4.3. Bing bong, bing bong. All right,
Seth. Dude, your fucking morpher is ridiculous.
It really fucking is.
Okay, we got it. Okay, this is... Okay, I can... Okay, I like it. Got it.
Bajow, bitches! All right, that's pretty sweet. This dude is, even more my favorite for this show.
Believe it
now.
Or not, if they would... Because if you notice that when he... When he henshined, right?
Okay, now he's doing more shit.
No, it's just repeating.
Oh. Okay.
And then when all those little statues went into his chest and stuff, they all had the same color as what they usually have. Then they turned gold.
If
they would have kept that the normal color, this guy would have sucked ass.
Yep, but because he is golden,
it works.
He is cool.
4.25.
Wow, that's high for a guy like this. Normally, this guy would not get high scores. I can look at his design and see
Mr. Scott?
That he's one of those things that we would normally shit on.
Yes.
But he's done well enough, and with the whole motif of being a grandfather clock, it makes a lot
that
of sense.
That helps him, because grandfather clocks...
are very gilded and fucking overly designed.
They are. I had one when I was living with my grandmother, and... There's also one at my dad's currently, and it's just this big fucking overblown golden fucking hanging apparatus that literally you can't even move them.
Yeah, They're heavier than fuck.
No, when we moved, we had to contact special fucking people that came in that were paid that had special machinery that were able to transport the clock, because without it, if you would move it or... transport it would never work again.
It's because it would throw off the balance for a lot of the gears and stuff on the inside, plus the pendulums, and there is a metric fuck ton of stuff that goes into those things.
Yes.
If one part fails, the whole thing stops working.
That's what I mean. So they are over-designed to a ridiculous level, and that's part of what they are, and you have to be a specialist to even fuck with them, and this guy, he's over-designed. But it works for his motif.
I feel like I'm a fucking...
But we've seen worse over designs before.
Yo. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's like, why it shouldn't
genius.
Be as bad.
Genius was a horrible over design.
Oh, he's not letting it go.
No, because it fucking sucked.
Apparently I predicted.
What?
They said I predicted the biggest problem with the final form. Because I'm fucking omnipotent and shit, man.
3.5.
I feel like a hypocrite, though.
3.8.
And the reason why I feel like a hypocrite is because I've told, we've talked on the show about how something over-designed.
This guy is currently winning with a, I think, 4.11.
Yes.
Omaform, movie exclusive form.
Eh.
Well, what was his form called?
OMA, I believe. O M O or O. Yeah, let me look. O M A. OMA.
OMA.
Probably.
OMA. OMA. This guy sucks. Can we go OMA?
He doesn't. He's not terrible. I mean, I have seen stuff that I did not want to see.
Man, this Ryder kick is a little overdone, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like 50 dudes there.
Chill. That's his signature move.
Okay? I guess so.
It doesn't really help when the Power Rangers try it.
That's not their signature move.
Okay. Oh, we're going to see a thing. Let's see a thing. There is some shit going down in this show. Is that man fucking falling through the sky on a fucking girder?
Hey.
Yes.
Bill? The henchings in this are quite exuberantly...
I'm noticing.
I'm kind of enjoying it a little bit.
I'm sure the Flash is literally 50% of this series. I've noticed that Ryder gets even more flashy than I've noticed with Sentai. It's very much a flash and eye candy show.
This guy doesn't bother me, man. 3.5, man.
I'm giving it a 2.8.
Bill's going to give it a 3.
Seth is giving it a 3.
2.5.
2.5.
Nothing about it. It's not his fault just nothing about him wows me. Like, literally nothing. He's just kind of there, and he's fine.
Kind of why I gave him a base score. Well,
he doesn't disgust me, but he doesn't impress me in the least.
Like, after we just saw the last guy, this guy pops up, and we're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
He got a 2.96. He was almost average. He just didn't quite get it up enough.
True final form, Omagio.
Is that dude we
saw? That helps him.
That's the dude that we saw.
Yeah, that was the guy with the wharf sash.
Yep.
He's not terrible. Stop. Hammer time. Can't rate this.
Okay, apparently
I like his back is a clock thing.
He's a time king.
Yeah.
The ultimate time king, huh? Apparently he is the strongest rider ever.
Sure he is. Why not?
For now.
Because he has the power of all riders.
Does he?
Yes. Okay, man.
But the thing is, there are some riders. So cool. There are some riders that would severely detract from his power because they suck.
Hey, man, Goodwill Rider does his best.
No, I wasn't mean Goodwill Rider. I was meaning, like, stronger.
After things
some of the
go,
other shitty dudes we've seen.
After things go for a while, everybody's the fucking strongest dude ever. Just like in Rangers, every villain is the fucking most evil fucking badass guy ever.
I'm the super bad guy. Then where were you last
season? Where were you last season?
I was chilling out.
Don't worry about it.
After we're done with you, why do we care about the next guy if you're so fucking great?
If you're all powerful, that means that you are the final guy.
3.3.
We do that in these shows. This is very much a shonen. This is very much a shonen show. And the next writers that come out will be super broken powerful because reasons.
I actually like this guy.
Yeah.
I really do.
I just usually don't rate power unless the power actually makes sense to the show and is not going to be overlooked later on. And normally these powers, they show up and they're super great and then they're done a year or two later because some other guy comes along.
You know how sometimes when a form is an ultimate form that, you know, takes all the powers of something can kind of look really fucking stupid?
Yes.
Yeah,
this one, not so much. This one's actually really cool.
But I don't see a motif about this guy that
Shane, were you referencing a specific writer?
Was I referencing a specific writer? I would never do such a thing, Nick.
Are you sure? Because that would be absolutely genius if you did.
Oh, man. Wow. Nick, you can always see right through me, man. And the hate will come.
Good, good.
Your fucking hatred fuels me.
Wow.
So Seth gave it a 3. Scott, you gave it a 3.3.
4.2 for me.
4.2 from DeShanimus. Billion.
Okay.
A lot of people like this dude.
He's cool. He's a 4. He is cool.
Yes.
And I haven't seen the 4.
I haven't seen the show, no. So I'm not all dickhard about how strong he is.
We got a long time.
And I also don't buy into the show's bullshit because it's a shonen, and this is how shonens fucking work. Look at the history of all shonen that has ever been produced. There's always the strongest fucking guy, and in order to make the next guy seem real cool, the next guy that needs to be real cool, that guy will be the strongest guy, and he will probably bitch the last guy so that we can move forward and make everybody stronger.
Ronan, you're wrong. He's not winning. This guy gets a 3.7. Currently, Grandfather Clock Rider is winning.
Is he winning?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking lord.
Okay. Kamen Rider. Is that geese? Guys? You call him guys.
Guys.
Armor time. Oh, fuck. Bye, Bill? Hyper Battle DVD. Bye, Bill. Like, a play on the Bible? Or, like, Bill swings both ways?
Maybe you're bye, Bill. Well, I'm not seeing any biblical references there.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the henshin.
Gates is what they keep saying.
Gates.
That must be how you say it.
Gates.
Ye.
Okay. I'm saying a biblical writer. That's not what I would think when seeing one. He has the eyeballs, thing, his chest ball, chest eyes back. Chest balls.
Chest balls.
BB Roo. What? What?
BB Roo.
How the, what? What? I've been spelling my
what?
Name for years, and B-I-L-L has never, ever, 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 ever sounded like Roo.
I'm it here.
What the fuck?
Maybe over there it does.
What the f- whatever. His name is Bibiru.
Okay.
Next.
He's not that cool looking.
It was spelled B-I-B-I-L-L, goddammit.
I'm saying, okay, this guy.
Bibil.
He's got eyes. The better to see you with, my dear.
So wait, he had orbs, now he has eyes. What the?
The orbs are the eyes.
But in the first picture, they were just straight blue.
I think they were closed or something.
This guy gets one.
I like the colors. I'm not going to be honest with you. I really like the colors. But
Seth is giving it a 3. See, that inconsistency right there. Don't give a shit. He gets one.
First pick is wrong.
First pick is wrong pick.
Well, they shouldn't have put it in here.
Well, there you go. Rate that guy.
It's too late. That first
pick.
We already gave it.
That first pick was in there.
Whatever. There's the second pick. There is him. Fuck. That's him then. Fuck it.
Okay. Well, the colors are still
cool.
What's
different? Oh, I see.
A lot of stuff.
It is. Okay. Rate that guy. Fuck the other dude we just saw.
But he was in the folder.
He's right fucking there. Evidently, we're coming back to him.
Okay, I'm going to rate this guy a 3.4. I'm going to rate the guy next to him. I'm not a big fan of his jacket.
I'll give
this
guy a 3.
I'm going to give the guy next to him a 2.
Damn! We can't even see that dude!
Don't matter. I'm giving him a, because I can't see it fully, he gets a 2.
The only thing I can tell about that dude is that he's got a jacket and a hat.
Yep.
And black hair. For all I know, he could be sucking the dew off the leaves every morning to survive. Because he can only live power to Stonehenge.
So I'm going to give the dew sucker a 2. And give the Strider a 1.1.
So, wait. You're giving this a dude a 2 point what?
I'm giving the dude with the jacket a 2. The Rider, I'm giving a 1.1.
A 1.1 for the Rider.
That dew sucker is cooler than that Rider.
So,
that Rider.
Who am
is,
I missing?
That Rider's fine. Give him a 3.
All right.
And I guess I'll rate the fucking jacket guy because everybody else all right. did it.
So the Rider gets a 2.7.
From what I can see of jacket guy, I'm gonna give him a 3F.
3 fucks.
It's right there.
Yeah, I know. 3F is 3 fucks.
Give him a 3F.
Or it could be the third
Dew sucker gets 3F.
Or it's the third octave F key on a piano.
3F.
Or it's the third floor in the building they're on.
Well, I gave him a fucking... He's a fucking third floor rating.
Third floor rating.
I give him a taco out of 5.
It's time for drive.
He has tires.
On
he
his
has
shoulders.
Shoulder tires.
It's the drive.
You
rider.
Get it? Because he can drive.
We're going back
no,
to other riders.
I completely fucking missed that.
Well,
oh,
they're hammering it in.
Hold on. Seth said that the jacket guy gets a derp out of 5.
Dew sucker gets. Now, that's a new thing now. I think we just. The dew sucker.
And he said, and Seth says, no, guys, those are Oreos. Seth,
I like this guy's
puking.
Original form.
You can't have Oreos.
I like this guy's original form.
His original form is actually really cool.
This form is not.
One.
This guy definitely looks something out of late fucking Mega Man, like Mega Man 8 area.
Yeah, this guy's trying to be Nitro Man, Bill.
Shit. Wheel Man, more like it.
No, legitimately, there was a...
There was a guy that was a car, wasn't he? Yeah.
And his special thing was you got nitroglycerin bombs from him. But this is Nitro Man.
Okay, well...
And he's not that cool.
I'm giving him a 2. I actually prefer his original form. I feel like this is a downgrade.
I'll give it a 2. I like his original form better.
Yep, I did too.
Scott?
I dropped a 1.
A 1. I gave it a 1.5. Seth isn't paying attention because he's helping Hannah play Pokemon while throwing up. So...
At the same time.
I'm going to divide this by 4. Because... Hold on. God damn it, Seth. Seth just came back. Thanks, asshole. Plus 2.5 from Seth, man, divided by 5. He gets 1.8. Moving on.
Okay, we're going to Fies or whatever.
Fies, whatever.
Oh.
He has phones.
He says cell phones. He gets a 1.
Yeah,
I don't
fucking,
need to see anything
yep,
else.
One.
I do not like the whole fucking cell phone motif thing. I don't care what the reasoning is. I don't care the cell phones are big in Japan. They're big everywhere in the world, and they're still fucking cell phones. And they're flip phones at that. So, no, done.
You're not even
guy.
Up to date.
Wait. They're flip phones.
Yeah, they're flip phones.
They're flip
Point
phones.
0.5 for using shitty archaic technology.
Actually, and is that a camera on his side of his leg?
The better to film you with.
Especially without giving you the Ryder kick.
I think this dude's on a list.
Is he on the list?
No, I think he's on a list.
Oh.
Motherfucker got cameras on him and stuff. I think he's recording people.
I think you should add him to the list.
Okay, I'm done with that guy.
I think I should. Because I think that guy might... I think he's not a good person.
You know what? I'm going to give him a straight the same thing, so... just waiting on the Seth. Be about 15 seconds waiting on the
It's a laser pointer.
Seth.
I thought you already said 3.
No, that
it's
was
a laser
the last
pointer.
One.
That's
so
what they're saying. It's a laser pointer.
So he could direct his kick?
More accurate kick, but it looked like a camera, and I'm not going back.
Oh, he did say 3. Well, Seth is wrong. This guy has a straight 1.
Neat. We're going to the next guy, which is... Jim?
Jim.
Well, let's see what Jim looks
Jim.
Like.
Jim? Sure.
It's that guy, but he's mostly black hair now and everything
else.
Yeah,
it's like a weird version of the controller
guy. It's a color swap, basically. It's the only thing I see. It's a color swap.
Yeah, and honestly, the colors didn't really change much. I mean, it kind of did, but not really. I'm still going to give it the same score I did last time.
No, I'm dropping mine. I'm going 1.
This looks off.
I'm 3 again with this guy.
Same.
3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 1.
I think that's what I'm going to start doing.
Is that 1.5, Scott? Oh,
it is a
one.
Color swap. What are you talking about, Chet? Look at this fucking guy. Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't have punchy hand things. It's a color swap. It's like the first guy
we looked
at. If
we're
going to
go into this stupid shit where because they moved to or switched to hand and stuff, you know what he's going to start getting? Zeros. Do you want that again, Chet? Because we could do that.
Like,
yeah, we can drop zeros. Yeah,
I get it. I get that you're defensive because this is like your show or something, but that guy right there, we saw that guy already.
Twice.
Because he was very much... Where the fuck was he? Was he... No. I'm lost in all this right now.
No, I mean...
I know we fucking looked at him.
Yeah, he was first. I think he was like the fourth one.
No, he was in the armor time.
Oh, yeah, armor
he
time.
He was in the armor
That's
time.
Right. And now I think...
He's right there.
Yeah.
Same thing. That's a fucking color swap, and he's not holding those weapons. Color swap. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you fucking love the show, that you can't see it, but he's a color swap. Where the fuck were we with this color swapping motherfucker?
Nope.
Tell me where we were, Shane.
Weren't we in Armor Time?
Were we still in Armor Time? Because that fucked
me
up.
We were in Armor Time on the...
No.
No, we finished Armor Time.
No, we finished Armor Time. We're in the third folder.
We're in the third folder. Yeah. No, we're not.
No, no. Go back.
God fucking damn it. That's the base. That's the second
folder. Yeah, go there. No, you went to one.
This is killing me. We're not in Armor Time. We're done with Armor Time.
No, you're done with the second set of folders.
Yeah, go back.
So we're back. No. Now go down right there.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Not that one.
We've looked at that guy. Armor Time.
There.
Son of a bitch. It's a fucking color swap. It's a color swap that just got me lost looking for his color swap. So now, because I had to do all that shit.
He's getting a zero now.
Yeah, because that
is... Oh, you giving him a zero now,
fucking
too?
Irritating.
You know what?
Zero. I'm about to give everything here
a
zero.
He's a fucking
now.
Color swap. I'm sorry that
Shane,
you love the show.
I'm not going to... Nah, I'm sticking with my three.
It's not fair to the show.
So now we divide by five. He gets 1.2.
Who's this mofo?
Still have to rate woes. Where the fuck is woes?
We already gave scores.
The visor is a different shape. The shape got a fucking zero. I don't know what to tell you guys. What do you want me to do? Beat off to him? He's the same fucking guy. Sure, there's slight differences. He is a fucking color swap.
There are not enough of an aesthetic change for us to change our opinion in the fact that you guys made us jump through 50 different fucking folders to
We're
find
at
the last
Ghost.
Bit.
We're at Ghost. I'm sorry if it was your favorite fucking guy, if you beat your meat to him or something, then continue doing so. My rating doesn't change your love for him. Unless it does, then I'm honored, I guess. But still, it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, don't do that. Bill's got enough of an inflated ego as it is.
You have no idea.
Shane's worse.
I was going to say, you of all people, fuck out
of
here.
Are you kidding me? I am the most humble of motherfuckers.
Oh, sure.
And Shane, if you
pricked, I remember all
if
this
you
ghost
pricked
stuff.
My flesh, I would bleed fucking margarita mix.
What
you
the
know what?
I'm just thirsty.
I'm just leaving the chat and the YouTube because I'm just sick of...
But this guy, I remember, because I remember making fun of his t-shirt hoodie. Armor, I feel, helps this guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that guy the original? His base form.
We saw a form of this
wasn't
in the previous one.
He kind of—I don't know if I mentioned it before—but he kind of reminded me of the Red Hood.
Yeah, but we saw a lot of forms because they all have this coat thing.
Yeah, yeah. The
depending
coat.
On what spirit
the
they had with them,
they wear the
in
hoodie.
In fact,
yes.
that picture right there is those hoodie things.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I remember this guy.
Yeah, his actual ghosts.
Yes,
I remember. I hated most of them.
Yeah, but I think the ghosts look cool.
Yeah.
The ghosts look cool, but then when he got the fucking outfit on, it looks stupid.
This dude...
I think armor helps this guy.
I think
armor
it does.
I will give this guy 3.5.
3.7.
2.
Waiting on a bill. Seth gave him a straight 3.
Yeah, 3's fine.
Divided by 5, he gets 3.04.
Maybe there's so many armors that none of them are sticking out to me right now or something.
Wizard.
Yeah,
because
there's just too much shit.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is cool. All right,
that's pretty sweet.
Yes, 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, this dude's pretty fucking
awesome.
This
guy's sick.
Yeah, this is neat.
I like
it. I'm going to give him a 4.5
also. That bad guy looks pretty cool, too.
Huh.
You have an axe.
It's a mystic axe.
A mystic axe.
Of mysticism.
Yes, Nick. That is what that is.
Okay. Seth is giving it a 4.
I like this guy.
Yeah, this guy is awesome.
Yes, this guy.
I will say, I kind of wish these tether things were CG so they could move around. Because I'm sure that when he's fighting, they're like kind of solid. And that probably is weird at some points. I just imagine in motion, since they're not in motion, that would bug me. But just looking at him standing here, this design is fucking awesome. This is where I'm dropping my five for the show so far.
Bill's giving it
a five.
This
a lot.
Mr. Scott.
I'm seeing those things back there, and it's reminding me of the Time Lords.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I love this question. I love this question because it comes up all the time. So, no, we haven't watched the show yet.
We probably won't be watching this show, this writer's show, for probably 10 years with the shit we had to go through.
I will get to it personally before our show gets to it. But
I do not
watch a single one of these shows before we review them so we can avoid the bias that comes with watching the show. All we want to do is see the designs, guess the narrative for ourselves, and then we will review the show when we get to it.
Five.
A five? You know what?
Yeah, I know nothing about.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna switch mine up to a five.
Although
also.
Now the ones that we've reviewed, we could go back. I mean, I plan on watching them.
Once I've seen the show, I've noticed almost instantly that my opinions change because I made fun of Amazon a lot because I felt that Amazon deserved a lot of us making fun of it. And then I seen that fucking show. And I was like, what the fuck? He's ripping people's arms off and kicking holes in motherfuckers. And, like, it's craziness.
So we have a new current winner.
Yeah.
He's a 4.7.
Wizard awesome. Man.
Wizard is winning, followed by Grandfather Clock Man.
Yeah.
4.11. Get your information.
And then there's one that's a 4.04. I can't remember who it was.
No, it was a 4.03.
Gez?
Yep, it's a gate that because that was the last time we were correct on it. It's kind of like you say gate.
Gates.
It's his base form.
Okay.
I mean, it's not terrible. It's not great, but it's not
2.0.
Cool. That's because it's 20.
20th anniversary. Yep.
Yep.
I'll give this guy a 3.
He also has an axe. It's just not mystical.
Yeah, it's not a mystical axe of mysticism.
It's a belt.
He's got a belt.
Oh, God. Please tell me we're not bringing belts back. Please tell me we're not bringing belts back.
Okay.
I wonder what the idea for that is. Yeah, that's a belt.
Yes, it is. And I'm not quite sure.
Seth is giving it a 3.5.
Oh, that...
It's a bow now.
Okay.
It's a bow axe.
Oh, yeah, because it, like, unfolds and then...
Or axe bow? Bow axe.
Boax.
Expo.
Expo.
Neat.
3.5.
Okay. Shane's yeah. 3. Yeah, 5. I can agree with that. 3.5. He's fairly solid.
3.
And Scott's giving it a 3 divided by 5. It's 3.3. Moving on.
Okay. Let's do that then.
Because I would like to have a smoky
form.
Treat break.
Revive.
Because it's already 11:30.
Revive Goretsu.
Hey, Bill, remember how you said this would totally not take 2 hours?
It probably wouldn't have been an issue
originally,
if the internet had failed.
I don't think it would have been.
But then we lost internet twice.
We lost internet twice. We got started nearly a half an hour late. Yeah.
It's just funny.
And I didn't expect this much to them.
To be honest with you, I didn't expect that this was a big one either. I don't really care for
I don't
this
like
I'm not
this
caring
guy.
For this
I'm
dude.
Giving him a 0.
That, I
like
his
that.
Weapon. The weapon
is
a, that weapon
that
is sick.
Awesome.
Seth is giving it a 3.
It's like he's going to shoot out a Destructo disc.
I'm going 1.
I'm going to go with... When I don't... I'm going to go 2.5. That's going to be if I don't care for them, but they're not that bad.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't like. I think I don't know. Maybe it's the armor. Maybe it's too much armor.
He's based off an hourglass.
Then he failed miserably.
Yeah, where do we see that?
I kind of see it on the shins, but that's about it.
Yeah, okay, I can see it on the shins. Yes, you're right.
That's
Scott.
The motif.
When your motif is only shown in the center
chest
piece,
yeah, okay,
and your knees and nothing else of your outfit, it's not really a motif.
His morpher here.
An hourglass.
It's
yep.
in places, But I don't know, something about his armor.
Oh, the front of the face mask. It's kind of an hourglass.
Okay,
too.
I see that too.
But even
then,
it's.
I think they could have done something much cooler.
They could have done something more creative with it. No, fuck him. He's a zero. I'm sticking by that.
I think you may have hated him a little more than I can. I'm 2.5. I feel like his motif is not. It's not implemented well.
I don't think it's as good as others that we've seen.
Because I look at his front and all this shit, and he looks like a semi rider to me.
None.
Damn.
He's very bulky.
Yeah,
and big,
I agree
like
with
he's some sort
I
of
agree
fucking
with Chad.
Truck
the
or
chest
something.
Is a little too much.
Yeah. Otherwise, I see where they were going, but I just don't think it was implemented
The chest is too bulky.
Get your faux Halo armor out of here, you stupid twat.
Dang.
But the buzzsaw weapon is sweet.
That was sweet.
It's a 1.9 moving along.
Okay, let's check out Shippu.
Hopefully
Shippu?
He's not Shittu.
He's better.
He's
still
better.
He still has the hourglass. He has little claws.
He has tiny baby.
Without the
claws.
Chest, the hourglass is allowed to stand out a little more.
Yep.
He's got wings that are on the right way.
He can fly.
Okay. This dude's better. Hey, look, he still gets that weapon.
Seth is giving it a 3. I'll give him a 3.5.
The hourglass stands out way more than it did. Oh, and look, he looks all fast and cool and shit when he does that.
So he's the speedy version, while the other guy's the big Hulk and dumb shit.
Maybe
right.
That's the idea. Maybe there's an idea going on about
like
power
agility
and
mode and tank mode.
2.
Cool.
3. I like this guy more.
Waiting on the bill.
3.6.
Nice.
Divide by 5. He gets a 3.02.
I'm really enjoying their engines.
Yes.
A lot, actually.
Yes, it's definitely a Flash show.
Some of it, and I'm seeing quite a bit of creativity.
Majesty time.
His shoulders are axes, or the axe
like,
head.
If you got rid of all the fucking Morphe things on him, because now it's that stupid Battleizer again.
Yeah, I think that's the point of him, very much like the other guy we saw.
I'm going to ruin it for Bill.
What?
Look at his color scheme.
Red and gold?
Iron Man.
No, don't you insult my
Iron Man. I'm sorry, but that is the color
scheme. Just because he stole his scheme does not make him Iron Man.
You completely misunderstand. I don't dislike Iron Man.
You dislike Tony Stark.
That's right.
They're two different.
See, the thing is...
Get rid of all those little...
get rid of all the dumb extra morphers.
Hold on. I had to see his henchmen because these things have been really sweet.
Yeah, they kind of start in the middle by the time we get to them.
Yeah, it's like he's cool, but get rid of all the damn extra morphers because you look fucking stupid.
I'm going to give it a 3.
And in terms of me hating on Tony Stark, you also have to understand I like MCU Tony Stark, but that is not Tony Stark.
No.
They watered him down unfucking bearably.
The MCU's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it's Robert Downey Jr. It's not Iron Man. You read those comics, you have a very different idea of who Iron Man is.
3.
Super douche. Piece of shit.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't shine a good light on him that
Bill,
I was...
You give
it
a 3?
3.4. 3.4. It also doesn't shine a good light on him that I am primarily an X-Men fan, and that is that they have a lot of crossover with Tony and the X-Men, and none of it is fucking positive.
You won't believe this. He gets a straight 3 because I gave him a 2.
Nice.
Because had he gotten rid of all those stupid little attachments on him, all the fucking little morpher things, I would have probably loved that guy's design.
Okay,
but he's reminding me too much of that stupid ass Battleizer.
Now we're on Woe's base form, and I like it.
It's pretty neat.
Right off the bat, I like it.
The color
why does it look familiar?
The color scheme alone is sick.
Well, I imagine all of these guys are something.
I love his helmet.
Something about this looks familiar.
But you can't figure out what?
Yeah.
Can't quite put his finger on it.
I'll give him a 4.
There's oh, that weapon
that's
I like.
That weapon that you like, Bill?
Yep.
So it came from this guy. Okay. I like this dude.
Can you please stop disappointing me? Look, dude, I gave you a 4. What the fuck else do you want? You're okay. Not getting a 5. I might give you a 4.01 to make you feel better. But that's more calculations on my part, and I don't feel like that.
Okay, rate that dude, because I'm actually going like 4.
You're
his base
also?
Form alone is great. I think Seth he's very well done. Seven.
Okay, he's a digital watch, like a smart watch.
That's cool. I don't mind.
Sure, I could see it on his shoulder pads,
yeah,
I guess.
Yep.
Which is fine.
The other
but...
one was an old school Rolex type clock watch. This guy is now a digital. I'm giving this guy a 4. I like the color scheme a lot. I got to ask a question, though. We've seen a lot of the pictures where they're doing this jump kick.
Yes.
It must work a lot for him to do this.
Like, nobody ever thought, maybe I'll move to the right.
Because I'm saying that if this thing stops, like, if he tries it, like, a few times and it doesn't work, he stopped trying to do it.
Yeah.
But it seems like it works all the
time.
But
they must have been landing jump kicks literally for an entire 20-year legacy.
I don't know. I never
fucking
seen
they go airborne and the bad guy's like, what the fuck is that? Oh!
No, it'd be more like, oh, jump kicks. My only weakness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
According to chat, that prophet that we've been seeing with the guy with the book?
Yes.
That's him.
Okay, so he's the prophet dude that was holding the
book. That's what chat says. This guy is the hammy prophet.
That really
3.
Means nothing to me, but that's okay.
3.16.
At least that guy has something. Does something.
He has a purpose.
I'm stone colding this.
All right, the glass has been broken.
So what's the...
He is a 3.772, so a 3.77.
Futuring
Kikai.
I've been meaning to drop a stone cold radio. But he's not. But this one's not getting it.
I'm fighting with myself right now.
This guy's dropping down for me.
Okay, once again, here comes this hypocrisy I'm about
See,
to drop.
See, I'm fighting with it too because I don't hate this.
Well, no, here's the thing. You know how we talk about over-design?
It looks like a mess on his chest.
And sometimes it makes it work well.
I'm
not feeling it's making
this
work well.
Oh, I love that look.
I don't know how... When I don't know something, it gets a 3.
2.
If I don't know how I feel about it, I give it a 3.
No, I think I could sit at a 3. Well, what... Yeah.
That's how I feel.
3. Yeah, I don't think this helped him, but his look is basic enough.
I look at that top chest piece and upward. It's like it looks like a mess.
Well, see, I like his face area with the gold and everything. And from a distance,
like shoulder chest,
from a distance
chest.
With the weapon, I really like this. This whole look here, I could tell that when he's standing, and when you're not looking too close at him, but we do see him close.
Yeah.
So while that looks really good, I then have no choice but to turn around and notice him like this.
Yep.
And that hurts him for me. So I'm going to fall down to a 3.
I gave him a 3 also. It's a 2.9.
Okay, futuring quiz.
Quiz?
Oh, and by the way... They did send us something about these, that these are, a lot of these are, were to sell toys, that they weren't necessary, they were almost like concept-y type things. Not that that really matters, but, yeah. They're still forms. If I was rating Gundams, it doesn't matter if it's from the variant collection or the show, I'm still gonna rate the Gundam.
Yeah.
2.5.
Oh, don't do that, Ronan. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What?
What
do you say?
The Riddler Rider, and I hate the Riddler.
He ain't the Riddler, right? Just because he's got a
question mark on him.
That's
but...
it. That's not the Riddler.
Does he get? Does he get a cane?
Doesn't look like it.
Right there.
No, he's got a sword.
Oh, I wish we had a
Looked
picture.
Like a sword
to showcase the. Oh no, it is. There it is. It is a cane.
It is a cane.
With the question mark thing. It's right there. That's the thing.
I hate the fucking Riddler, man. I cannot stand that Batman villain.
Well, there he is.
Well, I'm giving him a 3. He's still pretty fucking basic. Because
he's got question marks all the way down his front, on his fucking shoulders sometimes here, on his head.
I can
he's got
see,
the cane stick
I
thing.
I can see people liking him. So instead of, okay, unless I truly detest something.
3.4. I think it's his base design that's keeping him running solid right now.
His motif is a quiz show.
So he questions the bad guys? Whatever.
I'm sorry, but I kind of want to see that.
I know.
I kind of want to see him give the enemies...
All right, and for the grand prize, how am I going to kill you today? Option A.
I'm going to give it a 2.4.
2.4.
Just don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. I hate that.
He's a 2.96.
So,
I already gave my sword.
Yeah.
Ready?
We're ready.
Shinobi time.
Ninja.
Kage no Shinobujutsu. I was close.
Kage no Bushin no Jutsu.
I was close, goddammit. I flip-flopped
okay,
two words.
Okay, I can see the ninja. Obviously, the scarf thing that they like to wear.
Yep.
The ninja, the shuriken on his chest.
I like that they gave him... They gave him that, here, under the mesh underneath.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's neat.
I love they gave him a how-to ninja book. Love it.
That is funny.
You need instructions. Oh, my. Yeah. I like ninjas.
His scarf thing really helps him.
God, it's so sick.
He's got a pickaxe weapon.
Not really ninja-y, but it's okay.
I think it's more of a scythe.
They used a type of sickle.
Like on a chain.
A ninja weapon standard in actual history was anything you could carry with you that did not hinder you,
yep.
Which was often the reason that most of their weapons, whatever was, could be stuffed into their person.
That's why they have throwing weapons.
So
and stuff.
You don't so like even their swords. Even their swords. Sure, it's customary today to show you on TV when they use big, crazy, cool weapons and shit. But most of the time,
they use tanto blades.
They often used a blade that was almost like half a sword.
Yeah, it's a tanto blade.
Or Leo. That's actually what they were referred to.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is getting... This guy for
this
me.
This dude's cape is fucking epic, too. I mean, granted, yeah, it's a scarf, but it looked more like a cape in that, so...
This guy's going to get a 4.9 from me.
I'm going to give him 4.5.
In my opinion, I think this is he's the best looking guy I've seen.
So I'm going back up to a four.
The motifs can help too. When I know what you're supposed to be,
he is a 4.08.
He even does the hand signs like this. Yeah, I like it.
Okay, we're looking at Waz Ginja.
Huh.
Is he UFOs?
I think he's supposed to be space.
Okay.
I'm not digging it too much.
I like the cape.
The cape's cool, but not the rest of him. He's like a failed Golbez.
Golbez sucks.
Golbez looked cool.
He looked cool, but he sucked.
This guy's
welcome
like the
to my
look.
Universe.
Here's what's hurting this guy. I really feel like this is true.
He gets a 2.5.
Looking at him, I don't hate him. But...
Okay, he's not UFOs.
When I think of riders...
He's the solar system.
Yeah, he's very much is. Because he's got all the planets right here and whatnot.
And the sun's in his
chest. I caught that about the second picture.
That's what I was thinking. No, right when this picture showed up, I was thinking planets.
But here's the thing.
3.9.
When I think of riders, I think of them like...
3.3.
Jumping and kicking and like kung fu-esque thing.
This guy's not doing that.
Maybe that's wrong. And that's fine. But that's just where my mind sits. So when I see guys like this, this guy may very well be, like, throwing special attacks all the time. And doesn't often have to block, kick, weave, duck, roll.
Punch.
Right.
Rings of Saturn attack.
I feel like this dude comes down and, you know, you don't want to fight him. Like
he floats down and does the whole Magneto welcome to die thing, and then suddenly a giant explosion happens out of his chest.
Where you at with him?
I love the helmet. I really like that helmet.
And I do too.
I love the cape. The silver with the neon green is not bothering me because the ninja had it too, and I can't really bitch about it. The plant, him being a solar system motif, that's actually kind of cool. I'm actually at a 3. I'm giving it a 4. No, I'm going to give it a 4. I can see his motif, and it
3.8. And god damn, why is my fucking chat up to 60 backlogs?
Because Seth.
Holy shit, I got some reading to do.
No, it's basically Seth giving me scores.
Oh, okay, all right. No, you're good.
It's not riveting reading material.
Future Eero
Riders. He got a 3.5, by the way.
Going to Kamen Rider Ginja.
How many more folders we got?
Enough.
So we're only doing this episode today then, right?
No,
I have no choice. I have to do the other episode. I promised we'd do it.
Oh, yeah. But we're done with Kamen Rider for a little while, right?
Actually, this is
no.
Because there's one other show that's on hiatus because of the goings-on.
But for a while. For the moment, we're done with Kamen Rider.
Yes, we have another folder that's in prep. We did not decide to use it today because we have to go over the other one. We have to go over the special episode. So there's one more writer after this guy that we still have to talk about.
Which we'll probably have to go back
which
to
which is 0-1.
It's okay, buddy. Because it's not a
if
finished
it's
show.
Folders and folders and folders and folders, every fucking guy will get a 0 no matter how cool I think it is.
And by the way...
Because I am sick of this.
By the way, because we went to a different topic, that tells you that this guy... Not impressive.
Yeah, this,
he
this
got
guy
downgraded.
A, this guy got a
this
2.
This guy is unimpressive.
This guy gets a 2.
I mean, it's cool that he got...
Seth even gave it a 2.
He's weak sauce.
I should give him less, but, you know, I like the color design.
Don't grab your hat like Kung Lao.
He's weak sauce. This guy is 1.4. Like, there's something about him.
1.1.
Maybe it was because I just saw the really cool Galaxy guy and that hurt him. But this guy's not cool.
I gave the last guy a 4. This man is not in the 4 range. Hell, this man, I'm giving it a 2.4.
I'm getting...
You're the nicest one.
I'm getting a Spider-Man Mysterio from this guy.
The way he's grabbing...
This guy's a 1.78.
The way he's doing this is what Kung Lao does before he throws that...
The death hat?
The death hat, yes.
The Shaolin death hat?
He still has the planet motif, so... That's why I gave
him... He's the downgraded variant of the last guy, is
he's probably,
what I think.
This is probably what he turns into, and the next form is a more powerful form.
But yeah, he's a 1.78. Get this guy out of here.
If you say so.
Fuck that guy.
We are going to go look at Kamen Rider Kikai.
Kikai. He has
tools. Oh, look, he
has tools.
He's
he has a
mechanic.
Tool belt.
I don't like this guy either. He gets a 2.
Two.
I like your wrench helmet.
Okay, I like that they're trying something here. Okay, I'm gonna say that.
Is he a mechanic? Is he like the mechanic of the team?
Like, I like that they're trying something. That being said, just because you go out of your way to try something doesn't mean it always works.
I get you.
2.
Okay.
This man is not Iron Man Rider.
Though I honestly appreciate it.
Okay. And you just lost 100 million Shane points.
Man, you guys keep losing points. I can't give the hugs out.
One person has gained points. 2 have lost points.
I'm going to give this guy a 3. Something about him, I don't know what it is. He's just...
Shane is the oddball in the group this time. Everyone else gave him a 2. He is a 2.2. Moving on.
Okay, it's time for Kamen Rider Quiz.
Another quiz.
Okay.
So if right answers the circle and wrong answers the X.
That's okay. What it seems like. Okay.
Looks like the circle is the wrong one because it's red.
So this guy asks
usually a circle though.
This guy asks you a question.
Red is usually the wrong one. So
yeah, you're right.
This guy asks you a question, and if you get it wrong, he's going to punch you with the X. And if you get it right, he's going to punch you with the circle.
Probably.
You want
an asshole?
You want to know what that reminds me of? In Power Rangers SPD, because they're a police force, when they go to judge a monster, the thing will go circle X, circle X, circle X, and if they're found guilty, it's an X. If they're found innocent, it becomes a circle on their morpher, because their morpher is basically their fucking badge and everything.
Yeah.
That's what this kind of reminds me of. That being said, I didn't say that was cool. I just said that's what that reminds me of.
Okay.
I'm going to give this guy a 2.5. because I don't think he's awful, but I don't think he's terrible. I mean, he's not great either, so.
He's a 3. I can see the Kamen Rider of him.
I'm giving him a 3 also.
Wow, if you answer wrong, you get shocked.
I'd prefer the previous Riddler version. This guy gets a 0.
Holy shit.
Waiting on Seth.
Just shit on that guy.
He gets a 3.
Did you not see him do this to himself, thinking that he was big
this
shit?
This guy gets a 2.3.
You just kicked this man in the nuts, dude.
Okay, this is side story Kamen Rider Shinobi, Kamen Rider Hitari. Which I like.
That's a ninja.
Is he pulling something out of his helmet?
I can't. I'm wondering.
Maybe?
No, you know how certain helmets have that fucking like ribbon on the back?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I thought that
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Because there it is dangling.
He's got that thing on his on the back of his helmet.
Dude, I love his fucking shuriken helmet.
That other person looks dope as shit, too.
Ignore the left one for now, I guess.
We'll see him, though.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we already saw that one.
No, he's coming up.
That's coming up.
He's another variant of what we already saw.
That one's going to get a high rating.
Well, this guy gets a 4.3.
This guy, I like this guy.
Okay, here's the thing. We haven't seen this, is the reason it's really standing out. The Kamen Riders have not done a ninja thing. We've seen it in Sentai over and over and over.
The two big things that work in Sentai?
Haven't they
dinosaurs, ninjas.
Haven't they tried it in one time a long while back?
In Riders? I don't think I remember ninjas. This is the first time I specifically remember heavy-influenced ninjas.
I might be thinking about those like instrument
riders.
And I like them
probably.
A lot. I wish we could have seen a whole team of ninja shit.
He's getting a high score for me. I just don't know what yet. I love his helmet. I don't know what it is, but
he's cool. Yeah, 4.2.
Waiting on you, jackass.
4.5.
Then we do the calculations. He is a 4.2, still not winning.
Cool.
Shinobi.
Kamen Rider Shinobi side story, Kamen Rider Shinobi. There's that one.
Oh, I like this one, too.
I like that one a lot.
I like this one more.
Yes,
me too.
Purple and black.
This guy's a 5.
Oh, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, that is fucking
That's
too
even
cool.
more awesome. This dude definitely gets a 5.
I'm definitely holding back.
You see a reference?
Oh. I was going to say a reference, but I'm not going to bring it up. It'll drop.
Why? Because Naruto? Oh, because I was about to say, like,
that's
the shirt I'm wearing?
That's a frog. Yes. Yeah, it's a frog, and it came out, and it went behind him, and then it, like, burped on him.
Burped? I was going to say, kind of ate him up.
No, it burps on him, look.
Burp.
It burps.
Oh, okay.
Burps out
5.
Fucking suit.
5 because I like everything about you, even you have a toad.
Yeah, he's giving it a
4.5. In
Bill's
fact,
a 5.
This guy is now in the running to dethrone my favorite guy. If I see him in action, who knows what could happen? Because stuff like that and this and like everything
that's,
I've seen
that's
him
a Ryu Hayabusa
nice.
Moment right yeah. there.
Ninja Gaiden was
so what's this reference that? You think would have hurt him?
Okay, go to the one where it says "I am Shinobi." That's the reference I was going to make. I am Shinobi. I am Ninja.
Oh, that wouldn't have bothered me because I like
Venus
her.
De Milo.
As far as I'm
Turtle.
Concerned, she was the best fucking thing in that series.
Hey,
that doesn't bother me.
After okay. we
advocate for Venus De Milo right here, I don't care. I had to watch that whole fucking show. If you didn't watch
5.
It, you don't get a fucking opinion. She was the best thing in that show.
So the only one here who was hating was Seth.
Show.
Not enough to save the show.
We have a new winner.
Everything in that show was bad. Oh. She was the best thing in
we
the show.
We have a current new front runner for the winner. This is a 4.9.
Almost a perfect Shinobi.
That dude was awesome.
I love that guy.
Now let's go be disappointed by something, shall we?
God, I'm more than ready to start
what
dropping some
fuck?
Zeros.
Okay.
Kamen Rider.
This is...
Oh, thank
Kamen
God
Rider
it's not a folder in a folder.
Tsukuyomi. And this is...
Tsukuyomi.
Fourth Rider also died. Okay, whatever, that's fine. it's a girl? It's fucking dead.
That's true.
Whoa.
No, it said in the little thing, it said Fourth Rider also died. Girl,
I think that
right when it showed up, she's fucking
I think
dead.
Out of all the ones we've reviewed, I think there were two.
She's
I
super
think,
cute.
That did not,
very few of them
I,
live.
I like the outfit. The outfit's really cute.
I love it. I think this one's a Tsukiyomi.
I'll give it a 4. It
has something to do with the moon, I think, because it looks like a crescent moon on her helmet.
Okay.
Regardless,
that is fucking sweet.
Regardless, she's getting
actually it's a 4.5.
Apparently, she shows back up for a stage show,
and then probably
well, she could show up for stage shows
again.
Before she dies. I mean,
moon prism power.
Oh, that's way cool. Yes, it is a moon.
Okay.
Love it. I'm giving. Oh, she's getting a 5 too.
Sailor Moon Rider.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to go 5. This one is also
it's
very
really
fucking
back
solid.
To back 5.
Like I would give it a 5, but I really like that Shinobi way more than this.
3.5
from Scott.
I love her.
Not 35. 3.5 phone.
Scott loves his girl so much he broke the fucking rules. 35. Don't care.
She is at 4.6 because Seth gave her a straight 5 also.
Well, that's the second highest.
Yeah.
No, third highest.
Is it third? Okay.
Grandfather Clock
movie
still has
villain
a second.
Riders.
Movie Villain Riders. We're going Kamen Rider. What the fuck?
Is that his name? Kamen Rider, what the fuck?
Barklux.
Barklux. Is he Klingon?
Barlckxs.
So he's Klingon. Well, he looks Klingon.
I'm sorry, but that does look like something a Klingon would wear, like as armor. Now,
Kaplach.
They say Barlocks.
Barlocks.
Barlocks. Sure.
Sure.
It's supposed
is.
To be some kind of weird
we
pirate
can just
looking
spell
motherfucker.
Things however the fuck we want to spell things.
Like what the fuck is he?
He's kind of cool.
He's also kind of not.
Mm-mm. What is it you dislike so far?
I don't know. There's just something about the aesthetics that throws me off.
Okay. Seth gives him a 4 for the Judge Dredd helmet.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
For Judge Dredd. Okay. Maybe that's what's throwing me off. It
Man,
does remind me a lot of Judge Dredd, but...
Dredd. I like your lightsaber.
That's the one
yeah,
I keep
say, I like
seeing all over the place.
If I don't know how I feel about something, I give it a 3.
Shane's giving it a 3. I'll give it a 3.5.
I'm not quite feeling a 3.
3.5.
I can tell
fine.
You what I don't like about him instantly.
What?
I don't.
You said you're not feeling
don't
a
like
three?
The color brown. I have a. I, 2. I have a
0.5.
And I don't like the leather fucking strap on his chest. I don't like it.
It's he's probably because you never play Neverwinter with me.
He's a 3.3, Bill.
Or ESO.
Or Dungeons and Dragons
or
Online.
Or D&D Online.
Or EverQuest 2.
Or Overwatch with me. 2.
He can't play Overwatch, Shane.
Can't play Overwatch.
I don't know. Go get some fucking pills and then try it out.
Can't do it, Shane.
And
go
I refuse to play Overwatch because fuck that game.
Okay, we're going to Zominus, I think. Cooler.
You look like a bat.
Kind of, yeah. Shark.
Okay. He's got a bow thing.
3.
Scott's giving him 3. I'll give him 3.
Scott's
0.5.
Not digging on these enemies.
I don't know how I feel. 3.
Shane's giving it 3.
I don't know how I feel.
Okay.
Certain things I like about him, certain things I really like about him, and certain things I don't like about him.
4.3. I like this. I don't know why. Maybe it's the scales and like these two vein things that come up on him. I don't hate the helmet. I like his one side cape thing that's kind of torn up that's an actual cape. Like, I don't mind these strap things. I like him.
Waiting on a Seth. 15-second delays are a bitch.
He's got cold and Oreos for shoulders.
3.8 from a Seth. Okay. It's a 3.52. Moving along.
Cool. Kamen Rider Zangius.
Eh. Okay, fat cell.
I was going to say, it's either fat cell or...
I think it's just fat cell.
Or okay. It's... Didn't we see that... The design is similar to an older one, like an Amazon or something?
Probably.
Are you like a ninja, like, warlord master thing?
Fucking look at this ninja over here.
Like he saw something
Seth
that scared
is giving
the shit
him
out of
a three. No, I'm giving him a two.
Yeah, you want to know how I say if I don't know how I feel about
Shane's
something?
Giving it a three.
No, no, I know how I feel about him.
Oh.
I like his fucking coat. Is that long robe thing?
That's what he's
and
supposed to
it.
Be based on, huh?
If they're basing that off those three, I'm dropping a zero on this mofo.
Well, everybody Scott, that's been based off the old riders has had armor forms that aren't quite on point.
Him. But I don't love him, so 2.5. Because
that's the Shin Rider on top of the black and black RX.
Well, we're just waiting on Bill.
Bill's going to give it a fucking 5.
No, 2.3.
I was, well, 2 and a 3.
He is a 1.96.
He's all right. There's just something about him that seemed, I don't know. It was, nothing grabbed me about him, and I don't know why, to be fair. We're looking at Decade and D-End Series Hijack Folder Neo-Decade. Ugh.
We've seen this guy before.
And
yeah.
He's still kind of sucks.
And nothing's helping him.
Yes! Yes!
So he changes into other older riders.
Okay, well, I guess that's cool.
But
here, we'll watch this.
Decade God.
Doop a doop doop. Okay. I
kinda wish you would have just stayed that color.
Yeah, the black looks better than the weird pink. I'm giving this guy a
one. We?
No, we've already every one of these
they're
we've
all
already
guys
reviewed.
We've already
oh, then we don't
at.
Have to sweet, we don't have to rate them.
That
I'm happy
I noticed
with that.
Anyway. Neo D-End. Or dined or something.
Oh, this guy sucks dick.
It looks like just an alternate color of the rider.
Oh my god.
Well, this dude is. Wow.
Something terrible.
Also terrible, but I'm pretty sure we've already seen that.
No,
guy.
This guy I don't seem to remember.
Oh, well, then that's easy. He gets a zero.
I don't know why. I feel like we should have seen him because he
looks
very much like the guy we've seen.
He looks like one of the ones from that.
That's what I was thinking. The one with all the cards.
But we didn't miss him.
Well.
Did we?
Let's say that we've seen him before, and he left such a little impact that I have no choice but to drop it another fucking one.
Dude, if I don't remember you, man, you really did impress me.
That's my guess.
That's why I gave him
like
a zero. Because
he looks like he came from that series.
They're saying he did, he just has a different color gun.
Said we've seen him in the Decade episode, which means he left no fucking impact at all.
Which means we already reviewed him.
Which means I'm still going to give him a zero because apparently he sucked that bad.
He does look pretty bad.
If I don't remember you, that's not good.
So are we even going to bother rating that guy
then?
I'm not.
No, cool. We're looking at the extras now.
Good. That means we're almost done with this
that
episode.
That guy.
Yep, that guy. And the other dude next to him who's a loser.
Dang.
You know what? That guy next to him who's a loser.
That's kind of cool.
He must have been the guy
hey, Bill.
Yo. That was in the suit for Genius.
Guess what those are? Go ahead, Bill.
Bikes!
Hey. Wait.
There's
quite
cars.
A lot of what? There's a lot of what there, Bill?
There's... Okay, oh, there's
a car.
Multiple cars.
There's a couple cars, but what is it primarily?
What is that? Is that a...
Do it again, bitch!
Is that a chopper?
Get to the chopper! I'm
pretty sure that's a chopper.
Yep, but a chopper is a form of a...
Motorcycle.
Which is also known as...
Bunch of tubes connected to a motor.
A bike with an engine. Motorized bike.
Bill's an asshole.
Oh my god, this is happening.
They're doing
Shane.
The fucking can and a bunch of other dumb dances.
They're not doing Thriller, that's the problem.
I think that this is when the cameras are not rolling. What are you guys doing? You're just jigging, man.
That's pretty cool.
Sick. Nice.
Okay. Neat. Oh, there's a thingy. Let's watch a thingy.
Return to the era from which you came.
Shitty genius was in that picture.
Okay, I guess that's cool.
Bill, go back two pictures. Zoom in.
He's to the left. He's to the right, sorry. He's right there. No, go the other way, Bill. First one starting
the
other
way. Oh, yeah, there's shitty genius. Oh, no, keep going to the left, Bill. There he is. Shitty genius right there. Get the fuck out of our show. We already did yours. You sucked. Get out.
Hater.
I'm kind of with him on that hater thing, though.
He looked fucking stupid.
That's awesome.
All of those ones look decent.
They look good. The female was the best one.
Yeah, the female was really fucking awesome.
Until you add into the fucking purple shinobi and then...
Yeah, the purple shinobi just really wrecked everything. Fucking broke the fucking scales.
All right.
Cool. We're going to take a little bit of a break.
Holy shit, that was a big one. When we come back, we will be discussing something
special
nobody has seen. We'll be gone for about 10-15 minutes, and then we have something exclusive, the first exclusive our show has ever got. We got requested directly to cover somebody's suits, and it's kind of interesting. So we will be back, and it will be pretty cool. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.